Arriving in Homs, we arrived in the evening. It's generally quiet in the evenings. That's the only time any movement can be achieved. Come 6:30 every morning, religiously. It's almost a psychological attack. At 6 o'clock, the shelling starts, and I mean, I've worked in many war zones. I've never seen or been in shelling like this. It is a systematic. I'm an ex-artillery gunner, so I can kind of follow the patterns. They are systematically moving through neighbourhoods with munitions that are used for battlefields. This is used in a couple of square kilometres. It's unfathomable how they can... That the sustained barrage, and I mean, we understand it, we're journalists, we've seen it all before, them men, women and children cowering in houses are just beyond shell shock. I mean, this is...
And completely indiscriminate.
Absolutely indiscriminate. There are no targets in Baba Amra. The Free Syrian Army are there purely to bring in bread and to stop the ground assault, which over the last week, the intensity of the bombardment has increased daily. The troops are trying to push in. It's an attempt at massacre. And I mean, it's horrifying to think that that's the part we're seeing. You know, once the cameras are gone, as they are now, God knows what's happening. It's any talking now is too late. The time for talking is actually over. Now the massacre and the killing is at full tilt. And unfortunately, they're coming up to me saying, where is the help? People brought me, you know, half a baby in and saying, save my baby. Where's the help? And I have no answer. I don't know how we can stand by and watch this. It's not a war, it's a massacre. It's a complete failure. In years to come, we're going to sit and we're going to go, how did we let this happen under our nose? And the big problem now is Homs was well organised as regards media. We could get the YouTube clips out. We managed to get in. Once Homs has gone, I could not communicate with the town of Hama, just up the road. The Free Syrian Army can't communicate.
What do you think that the people in Homs would like you to say on their behalf?
I would say, you know, somebody, please forget the geopolitics, forget the meetings, forget all of that, do something. Because as I'm talking to you now, they're dying. They would say, please send help. They need help. This is beyond meetings. They need something to happen.
Do you have any sense of, within Homs, how many people would have been killed or injured? How many people need help from the international community?
There's still thousands of people in Homs. People seem to think that they've all fled. They haven't. They're living in bombed-out wrecks. There are children six to a bed, rooms full of people waiting to die. They're waiting to die, and they see no relief. They see nothing other than waiting for the moment the soldiers come in or the shell comes through the door, and it's happening. It's not an imaginary thing. We were there and they came in and gave us daily reports. I went into a room in a building for 5 days. We laid there taking direct hits on the building. I came out and the street was gone. It was like Grozny. I don't want to talk about me and that, you know, what was happening to them people. You know, we're going to look back with... we're going to have the shame of sitting back and watching it once again, as in Srebrenica, as in Rwanda. It's not too late, but it needs someone to step up to the mark and do something. Otherwise, forget it. We're going to be talking about a massacre beyond measure.